welcome to Anna with Two Ends. You're here with me, Anna, and this is my English podcast where you can learn English, have fun, and make English part of your life. Yes, a little bit of English every day keeps the teacher away and happy, I would say as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you like my episodes. Find me at Anna with Two Ends English Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iVox, and check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Anna with underscore two ends underscore English. Now, on today's episode, or today's quick win, I should say, I'm really enjoying these quick win episodes. I hope you are too. We're going to have a look at a very common mistake that students make at the end of emails. Now, in a couple of weeks ago, we were looking at the end of emails making promises and offers using the future simple with will. So this is another end of email podcast episode. Now, this is a very common thing that I see at the end of emails. Now, you can say at the end of emails or to sign off an email. To sign off an email is to end an email. And also remember, in English, we distinguish between mail and email. Email is the digital communication, Outlook, Hotmail, whatever. Mail is the post, a letter, for example. So they're two different things. We don't say, I'm going to send you a mail tomorrow. No, I'm going to send you an email tomorrow. Okay? A mail doesn't exist in English. It's not an accountable noun. It's an uncountable noun, an abstract noun, meaning the post, letters, parcels, etc. That's important. So, students write, I love the email to me. Da, 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 da. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes. All the grammar very nice. And then at the end, I see this. A hug. Anna. I'm like, no one's given me any hugs. Thank you very much. Now, this mistake comes from a translation error, in a sense. Now, in Spanish, and perhaps in other Latin languages, you'll have to tell me if you know. In Spanish, you say, un abrazo. Un abrazo, Ana. Un abrazo is a hug. And you use that in many different contexts. You can use it in a personal context, but most of all, you can also use it in a professional context. However, this is where the mix-up begins, because in English, we can't do that. Definitely, definitely not in professional emails. Okay, absolutely not. And you know what? Even in personal emails, we don't say a hug. It's just not something that we say. You could say it, but it's just not natural. None of my friends are ever going to write me a message or an email and then at the end say a hug. It's just not going to happen. I'm pretty sure. So the key message is you cannot end emails in English with a hug. Okay? No. So let's think about some examples that you could use. Let's first look at a professional context. There's many different ones that you can use depending on the formality of an email. We could go from being very formal, for example, sincerely, Anna, or yours sincerely, Anna. This is very formal, perhaps if you're writing an email to somebody that you don't know, or perhaps the topic of the email is very serious. Normally, we would write yours sincerely. That's pretty formal, okay? So if you're going to pick one of those, it's a formal email. Then you've kind of got a bunch of ones in the middle that are suitable for any occasion, okay? So you could pick one that you like the most. For example, best wishes, Anna. Kind regards, Anna. Regards, Anna. Warmest regards, Anna. Like, I don't know, whatever kind of regards you want, you can have it. Warmest, kindest, or just regards on its own. So that's kind of a bunch that you could use together. Pick one you like and just use it, okay? You don't need to change it every time you send an email. Just pick one you like and use it, okay? Now, if you wanted to be perhaps a little bit more informal, maybe you're emailing somebody a lot, and if you're emailing somebody a lot, probably at the end, you're not going to say best wishes at the end of every single email. If you're emailing somebody every day or maybe a few times a day, if I were doing that, probably I would put thanks. Thanks, Anna. Okay, this is more informal, so this needs to be in the correct context, but that's probably what I would put. Or I might not even put anything, depending on the volume of communication that you have with somebody. I mean, if you're emailing them every day, like 50 times a day, I'm not going to write thanks at the end of every email. But I would question, if you're emailing somebody 50 times a day, what's going on? What's going on? I don't think I've ever emailed somebody 50 times a day, but there are times, especially if you're working on teams or big teams or projects, where you have to email a lot of things, okay? But thanks, Anna, thanks, Mark, thanks, whatever is perfect at the end of the email. Now, in a personal context, really, well, number one, it's very strange to receive a personal email, right? I mean, when's the last time that you sent a personal email to somebody? I can't remember the last time. Now, normally, if we're writing an email to somebody that we know, at the end, maybe it's a family or a friend, we might say something like, we might just put our name. We might just say, see you soon, Anna. Or we often say something like that, or see you next week, or see you at the party. So we might write something like that. We might say, love, Anna. Love, Anna, especially if that's friends or family or close family. We might say Anna and then an X. Okay, remember the character X in English symbolizes a kiss. So it's like un beso. Okay, and also un beso also doesn't exist. That's another one. We're going to go for un abrazo and un beso. They don't exist at the end of emails in English. We don't say, for example, un beso, a kiss, Anna. In English, we translate it to a character on the keyboard, the X, the symbol X. I'd never thought about that, but yes, un beso and un abrazo, we can group it all together. No abrazos, no besos in English, okay? Eliminated. No, thank you. No besos, no hugs. It's really funny because It's natural. I mean, I expect it as a teacher. As a teacher, there's some things, as you start to learn the other language as well, you kind of know the mistakes that the students are going to make. It's like, I don't know, predictive mistakes. Like, I could probably predict a few mistakes. Let's imagine that I had a new group. I could probably predict quite a lot of mistakes that they would probably make, because as you teach more and as you get to know the language more, you kind of know where they're going to go wrong, and also you can trick them. So one thing we do as teachers is we kind of trick our students a little bit. Well, I do anyway. I do it to test them as well, to kind of see what they know, and I'll throw in something, maybe a little translation or a sentence that I want them to translate, to see if they really do know the grammar point or the pronunciation point or the vocabulary point, whatever it is. So I like to put little traps, little tricks in there just to test them a little bit. And it's a nice because you can, sometimes when you're teaching them, it's best to kind of give them an example. Then they make the mistake and you can say, aha, there you go. We're going to work on that mistake. So I don't know how you would call it, like predictive mistakes. This morning, actually, I was talking about predictive analytics in healthcare. Totally different topic, but anyway, that's probably why I thought about it here. So, key messages from today's quick win. It's a nice short one, a nice easy one to remember. At the end of emails in English, we don't say a hug or a kiss. Depending on the context, you need to choose an appropriate one. While we're here, another one that students tend to put at the end of emails is greetings. I don't know why. I'm not really sure where this came from, but all of my students in this course that I've been teaching since March all put greetings. I'm like, no. Greetings is not a way to sign off an email. It might be a way to start an email in a very formal context. To be honest, don't use it. Just don't use it. We use greetings, for example, when like season's greetings, like welcome to Christmas. Like it's not something that we use in emails. I don't know where it came from. I'm not sure if it's perhaps a translation. I'm not sure. But anyway, greetings is also not a way to end an email or to start an email, to be honest, only in very specific context. So I would just suggest avoiding it in general. No greetings, no abrazos, no kisses. Well, I should say it all in English. No hugs, no kisses, and no greetings at the end of emails. You need to pick an appropriate ending depending on the context of what you're writing, whether it's formal, whether it's informal, whether you're communicating with them a lot, whether you don't know the person that you're speaking to. All of those things help you choose what one you like. or what one you want. I'm a big fan of best wishes, for example. That's my top choice. I know some other friends that like kind regards. So it really is up to you. But pick one and just use it again and again and again and again. Don't get fancy and try and use different ones. No, keep it simple. Pick one, reuse it, but make sure it's the right one. So I hope you enjoyed today's quick win. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Anna with Two N's English Podcast, Apple Podcast, I'll say podcast again, Spotify, and iVoox. Remember, if you really like the episodes and you feel they're helpful, recommend them to a friend, a colleague, a family member. That's a great way to spread the word about Anna with Two N's and to support me in the content that I'm producing. If you want to come and check me out live and see me give a live class where you can interact and engage with me, check me out on Instagram every Thursday at 5 p.m. CET time, okay, Madrid time. So you have to check it. If you're in another country, you have to check the time zone. And each week I do different topics based on different things. So check it out. They're really fun and I think that you will enjoy it. And you can find me on Instagram at @Anna_2Ns_English. Thank you so much for listening and I'll be back very soon for another episode. Bye-bye.